do the tough things first.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. Zinn covers the gamut from the essence of human happiness.
Having value is key to human happiness.
To the downside of venture capital for entrepreneurs.
Venture capital can be the antithesis of entrepreneurial spirit.
The essence of entrepreneurial discipline.
An entrepreneur without determination is truly an oxymoron.
Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO.
Hello and welcome to the Tough Things First podcast, where Ray Zinn, the longest serving CEO in Silicon Valley, discusses leadership, entrepreneurialism, management, technology, Silicon Valley culture, venture capital, and quite a bit more. If you haven't already, do drop by Amazon.com and buy a copy of Ray's book, also titled Tough Things First. It's a distillation of Ray's rather visionary leadership and a management outlook, and a book that is rapidly becoming required reading both in Silicon Valley and on business school campuses. So without any more delay, a hearty good morning to you, Ray.
Well, thank you, Guy. It's good to be with you.
So let's jump right into perhaps the major theme of your book, and indeed the anchor point for most of your thoughts on being an entrepreneur, namely doing the tough things first. You've said that an entrepreneur must learn to love doing what they don't love doing. Why is this?
Well, because I define discipline as doing what you don't like doing and doing it well. If you think about the athlete that has to practice hours and hours for every hour or two that he actually plays the sport, you can see that it takes a lot of discipline to have that tenacity and that willingness to put forth the required effort to become the best at what you need to do.
So then how do tough things become barriers to people? Why is it that, you know, developing a discipline routine is difficult for an entrepreneur?
Well, as we all have in our lives, we're human. We don't like doing things we don't like doing. And so we put them off. We procrastinate. And procrastination is the bane of all mankind. So just like in any professional athlete who has to, you know, put in the proper time and preparation for the game, that's the same for an entrepreneur. Exercise is difficult to do. Eating right foods at the right time is difficult to do. And so whenever you learn to do the things you don't like doing and you do them well, that is doing the tough things first or loving the things you hate. So you, once you do that, you become much more effective and efficient in your daily life. I find that by doing the tough things first and outlining every day the things that I don't want to do, and I do them very first thing, that I actually increase my efficiency by 30%.
Do you think some people look at some of the tasks that they have to take on, and just because some task looks very large and complex, they put that off because it looks too tough?
Sure. I mean, obviously, the more difficult and the more lengthy the task is, the more likely we are to put it off to some future period. This is the natural thing. Procrastination is, as I said, the bane to mankind, because, you know, it's an easy thing to do, to say, well, I'll just do it later. But, you know, the further you push it off, the more difficult it becomes. And ultimately, you won't do it at all.
Well, you know, entrepreneurs, to my mind, seem to be a different breed. So why are barriers, or why are the tough things not as often a barrier to an entrepreneur as they might be to somebody else?
Well, an entrepreneur, because he has to handle a multitude of tasks, has to learn to be able to multiplex. And to do that, that means you have to have an organized day.
Okay, well, that's wonderful advice, I think, for any entrepreneur who's listening into the podcast. We'll actually be talking in episode 2 in more depth about discipline for entrepreneurs and what that means to their organizations. And if you have a question for Ray Zinn, if you would like advice from the master himself, by all means, send an email to podcast@toughthingsfirst.com, and we'll put your question in the queue. Thanks again, Ray, and we will see you at the next episode.